The U.S. Senate, by Senate Resolution 330, has declared Friday, January 27, 2012, as a National Day of Remembrance for Americans who have suffered from the effects of radioactive fallout resulting from government atomic weapons testing. The day marks the 61st anniversary of the first such test at the Nevada test site.
At 5:44 a.m. on January 27, 1951, a B-50 bomber dropped an atomic bomb codenamed Abel above the Nevada desert. This was not a surprise attack from a foreign enemy. Rather, it was the U.S. government that commissioned Abel and over 900 additional atmospheric and underground nuclear tests as part of America's Cold War defense strategy.
The opening lines of a documentary film by Tori Balliff, entitled Forgotten Victims, the story of Utah's downwinders. In all, over 900 tests were conducted between 1951 and 1992. The first 100 of them, through 1963, were atmospheric tests, meaning the atomic explosion took place above ground. Fallout from these detonations has been tracked to every U.S. state, but the highest concentrations of iodine-131 are found in those areas immediately downwind from the test site, including, of course, Utah. Mary Dixon is a familiar face to many Utahns. She is the creative director at KUED Television and host of the weekday program Contacts. She's also a downwinder.
You can talk to people anywhere you go in Utah, and you will start to hear stories. I've heard so many stories from people of what's happened to them, their family, their loved ones, and what's still happening to them. I mean, people are still dying of their cancers or cancer-related illnesses. We're just losing this whole generation of people, of downwinders, who used to be so active in working for justice and in working to make sure that testing is permanently ended. And those people are going. They're just not there. Proclamations are wonderful. Mm-hmm. We're grateful they did it.
Right.
But proclamations and resolutions will not bring back the people we've lost.
Right. Your background, where did you grow up, Mary?
I grew up in Salt Lake City, mm-hmm. and I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer in 1985. If you look at the maps that have the government has, you can find them on the National Cancer Institute website. They show county by county in the U.S. the levels of fallout. The counties that got high levels are in red. Okay, almost all of Utah is red. But you see that red heavy in the Midwest. You see that red all the way on the East Coast because the fallout went across the country. Mm-hmm. And you never knew when the fallout would collide with a rainstorm or a snowstorm and
bring it down upon you.
Literally, yeah, fall out on people. Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah. You've written a play called Exposed, and I've not
right.
had an opportunity to see that play, but those who have tell me that its message is very to the point and very much to the heart as well. And there's
yeah,
no tiptoeing around the issue, is there?
Yeah, you know what was so interesting about that play, which it played to sold-out houses in Salt Lake, but we also did it in St. George, and then we toured it around the state, and it also played in Walnut Creek, California. What's so interesting is that no matter how much I would talk about this subject or write about this subject, nothing had the impact that play did because it's incredibly personal. It's like the story of me and my sister, and it's a very emotional play.
A National Day of Remembrance is great, but for many of us, remembering is all we can do. That's all we have left. In terms of the government that was responsible for these actions, what would you like to see come about?
That is such a good point. They can do a lot more than remember. I would like them to be very serious about a comprehensive test ban treaty so that testing stops, and I would like them to expand the compensation for downwinders in the West so that there's more justice there and those people have the help they need paying medical bills.
Once again, January 27th, 2012 is a National Day of Remembrance for Americans who have suffered from radioactive fallout from government atomic weapons testing. For UPR News, I'm Chris Holmes in Cedar City.